sitting on my ass is a problem. Yep. Bought me a drink and you got some. I wanna hit this ass cause it's awesome. Yeah. Flashing your cash, boy, I got some. No credit, nigga. No car, nigga. I wanna ride or die, not a walk or die, nigga. Now leave a bitch alone cause I'm feeling kinda stressed. I told your ass before, damn nigga, is you pressed? Bitch. Press, 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 press. Nigga, you press, 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 press.
Kara, thank
you. Logged on too? I'm watching.
You're watching? Okay, great.
Okay, I see a little picture right there.
Ooh, answer me down. I'm too loud, honey. I'm loud, loud. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of What's the 5678. My name is Jason, a.k.a. Helga Pataki, a.k.a. Wendy Williams.
Wendy has...
a.k.a. Corona Coochie, a.k.a. Oh. How you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, this Corona has her confused, and I am your other host, Big Papa Fruit Punch Frias, honey, giving you the eleganza from True Chateau, True Dance with our chandeliers and up here, and our fabulous floor. And it's nice just to have some little nice quiet ambiance over here for the evening.
We have Trey here peaceful. Too.
We have Trey here.
Just a guest host, Trey, MKA, a.k.a. Miss Reindeer. That's all.
Miss Reindeer, honey.
Her
without the Santa.
Yeah, and her song's the very first intro of the song called Press. That's her song. FYI. Thank you, Trey.
I'm pressed. Yes. Pressed.
So before we get started, I just want to find out how everyone's week is going. How's your week, Alan? How's it been staying home doing nothing but watching Netflix and The Tiger King?
You know what? I still haven't watched that bullshit. Okay? Tiger King, Tiger Queen, she has not been on my tube yet.
Has any of y'all online watched Tiger King? Paula, you can unmute yourself, Paula.
Really? Y'all all watched it? So am I missing something?
They are wiling over there. That shit is crazy.
You know it's based off a podcast, right? It's a podcast. Yeah. I listened to the podcast about a year ago, and it goes into more detail. So listen to the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Carol definitely fed her husband to the tigers.
That bitch did. She's like, if I was going to feed him, I would just put sardine juice all over him. I'm like, ah, that bitch knew what the fuck she was doing.
Wait, so
yep.
So it's not a movie? It's like a couple of episodes I got to watch? It's a documentary.
Have you hooked up your Netflix yet?
Child.
No.
I am connected. I just have not watched shit yet. Okay. Oh, and no, but my week has been, I'm trying to get some normalcy back. So, you know, teaching my regular classes, how would I dance with? And I'm trying to come here to True Dance to teach my classes. And it's crazy kind of reaching out to people who have moved away from the Bay. You know, I got people hitting me up from Bali was one of them.
Bali?
Yeah, someone over there. Some people in New York and Texas. People just moved away or like, oh my God, I'm so happy you're doing classes online. I can finally take them. So it's kind of nice to kind of reconnect with people. They're sending me pictures like, oh, remember this? Nope, but okay.
Well, been teaching since Jesus has been born, girl.
Child, I taught Jesus' children, honey.
She had them. She was on the resurrection tour, honey. With Mary Magdalene playing the drums, huh, bitch?
Mess.
Kara's like, I'm going to get struck down right now.
But, you know, I can kind of figure out what day it is now because I'm keeping myself busy.
That's good.
How about you, though?
Good. I've been at home doing nothing. I stay at home and do gardening. I'm such a gardener now. This thing, I'll be gardening. You see my Instagram, girl? Just gardens and flowers and shit. Bitch, yeah. Isn't that sickening?
We got to have somewhere to hide them damn turtles in the backyard, too.
Bitch, no. I have it up here. No, we're like, me and Chris are like designing the whole backyard again. It's really nice. You should come over and see it when the corona thing's over.
Bitch, it's not Jumanji looking?
No, it's cute. It's sickening. It's very sickening.
It's very gay. Gay Garden of Eden, girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's no Nicki Minaj in the background.
Hella Adams everywhere.
I wish.
No Eve, honey.
No one can come over right now. No one can allow come over right now. Because the whole coronavirus.
Do your cats have corona too?
Okay. Oh, you know someone named their child Corona and COVID.
COVID is
kind of cute, though.
COVID is not cute. Because you know what? I tried to spell COVID on Scramble on my game, and I was playing somebody, and then the shit didn't come up. So it's not even a valid word if I can't get no points
for
it.
No, it's a valid word. It's a medical term for the coronavirus.
Well, we need to update Scramble because I get no points for it. But that's fucked up. You call your child COVID?
Yeah.
And Corona? That's a fucked up lifestyle. Right. I'm sorry.
What'd you say, Kara? Yeah, that's a good. Kara, we don't see you, Kara. We don't see you.
Girl, because she's scaring Erica Badu.
Right.
Okay, with that big ass thing on top of your head, girl.
Yes. Oh, she's.
It looked like you got a tumor.
That's called an unk, honey. She got
an unk.
Yes.
No, you know, she's very ethnic today.
I love it.
Corona ethnic. There we go. Yes, you are giving me that. But we still can't. Oh, can we see her? There she go with her big ass jacket.
Yeah, clean her, please. Oh, there she go. She just Windexed her. Okay, yeah. There she go.
Looking like she's sitting at home on someone's couch. This. Girl, you look like you brought your blanket with you. You wearing your blanket, bitch. It is, right? That's okay.
It's okay.
We'll get back to it. You are beautiful today. I'm just fucking
okay, so before we get in, before we start our agendas, let's go ahead and take a shot real quick. Everyone put their alcohol
if you have
up.
A shot, if you have a blunt, hit that shit. Like, puff, puff, but don't pass it.
Yep. Get some alcohol in your okay. system.
Yes, if you have a
cheers
drink.
To cheers to the queers and the
cheers
corona.
Cheers to our episode number 37. Let's drink our way through this corona.
Bitch, you did not just spit that back in the cup.
Did you just spit it? Who spit it back
you.
In
you?
No, I didn't. I swallowed
didn't
all of it, trust.
Y'all saw that, girl.
I didn't leave a drop. I swallowed all my shit. I guarantee you, y'all.
She's wait. Full of shit.
Okay, there's a little okay. drop in my cup.
All right, so you go read this one. So we're going to start with, so Jay-Z and Roc Nation, so tried to pressure J-Lo in removing that whole crossing the borders sort of statement, the crisis with the borders, you know, the keeping kids in cages and all that stuff. So during the Super Bowl, there's a scene where there's like kids in like cages.
Mm-hmm. Wait, there was? Did yes. I miss that? Like,
remember her?
They
little,
were light up. They were lit up.
Yeah, they were lit up. And her little daughter came in the middle singing.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I turned away because that shit kind of bored me right there. No shade. The girl could sing. I know she was lip singing.
No, but she wasn't. Did just she turned was away. Live.
She was not live. Who are you fooling, bitch? She was not live. She learned how to lip sync very well.
The little girl?
And that's okay. The track was in the background. Yes, she was on point.
She can actually sing, but she was... to attract.
Yes. Yeah. And then she can't sing. We're going to give her that, but not at that moment.
But no, okay? So basically, Jay-Z and Roc Nation try to pressure J-Lo in removing that part from the
Super Bowl performance?
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, oh, go. Wait. So how did they even know that she was even doing that?
Well, of course. We do Super Bowl. You have to watch it first, and then NFL, the president, they have to prove it first. Okay, yeah, that's good, or no, let's take this part out, or... Because in the long run, it's their fucking show.
It's their show. Obviously.
But Jay-Z's in charge of the whole music, NFL music part of it. So they were pressuring. So go ahead and read that part.
Okay, so here it goes. Sources at Roc Nation said that moments almost didn't happen. The political statement about the border crisis was J-Lo's brainchild, a response to the Trump administration's controversial immigration policy detaining undocumented minors in cages. Damn. But Roc Nation, the management/production company headed by Jay-Z, allegedly fought to get her to cut it from her set. Jay-Z's Roc Nation deal with the NFL is supposed to be working to smooth over the drama caused by Colin Kaepernick's social justice protests. But a lot of people aren't happy with the partnership, mm-hmm. including some of inside of the rapper's own organization. Damn.
That's true. I heard about that.
Sources also say that despite a great deal of pressure from Roc Nation, Jennifer allegedly put her foot down and insisted on keeping the segment. Go ahead, bitch. You better fight for your shit. We're told Jay himself allegedly tried to personally intervened to convince her, but Jennifer would not be moved away from the idea. Bitch, you better fight for your shit. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Apparently, tensions ran so high between the two camps that Lopez eventually pulled out of joining Shakira for the opening number of the halftime show. Instead, Shakira and J-Lo only performed together briefly at the end of the show. Roc Nation has allegedly encouraged Shakira, a Roc Nation client, to not appear on stage during Born in the USA, but the singer eventually decided to do it anyway, playing drums during the number.
Isn't that crazy? So the whole thing was like,
damn, that's hella drama.
Well, of course, because Jay-Z is probably getting pressure from the NFL or whoever. Go, Brandy.
I just wanted to say
something.
Brandy, you need to come.
I feel because they were trying not to make the whole thing political.
Yeah.
That's why.
But again, you have a platform like that and you want to say something, girl, say it.
I know, but I think that they didn't want to make it political.
Of course not.
Of the platform. Of course, there's a lot going on, but it's, you know how they say keep politics and religion out the door sometimes when there's like a group of people, and I think that's what they were trying to do.
Well, they got mad when Janet showed her titty.
Okay.
Her nipple. No, bitch, it was her whole left breast. Which came out, girl.
Come on now. If you have the dancer's eye, that shit was hella staged. He went for the perfect grab and pulled that out. No, that was a perfect show of her nipple. That was a very perfect picture of her bazooka for the world to see with her little nipple ring.
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. And it was big. It was, yeah, girl, it was hanging like a damn rhinoceros ring. You know,
rhinoceros ring. She has a nice little big old titties, though.
She do. She got some nice titties, and it was displayed to every single white boy, black boy, Asian boy throughout the little country, honey.
No, when you do the Super Bowl, yes, it's like 20 million people watching this whole show.
More than 20
million. I'm sorry, 22 million, 50 million. I don't fucking know. I'm not Nelson Scan. I don't fucking know the fucking bullshit. But I do know this. With the Super Bowl, it has to be a certain way. And if it don't look a certain way, they'll cut your whole shit and some other bitch come up in there. But I'm glad J-Lo stuck to her grounds. Was like, look, I'm going to do my shit. This is my creativeness. This is my brainchild. This is what I'm going to put in there. Go fuck yourself. I'm glad she did that. Beyonce did the same fucking thing. Yep, exactly.
So did J-Lo have complete
control over
this is the look I want, and this is exactly how I want it.
She probably had creative. Yeah, of course. She probably said, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And then Tabitha and Napoleon, they put their little input in there.
But then Paris also worked on her set, too.
Yeah. So Paris did J-Lo's part, and I think Jaquel did Shakira's part.
Yeah, I
didn't like that too much. But
I didn't like that too much, but
it just shows you that J-Lo was actually supposed to perform in Shakira in the very beginning of the whole thing, but she pulled out. So what do y'all motherfuckers think over there? Do y'all think this is bullshit? Do y'all think Janet Jackson's titty was fake? Do y'all think it was real? Let me hear from y'all bitches over there. No one? No one says something?
Because look, didn't they practice the whole thing before they even went live with it?
Yes, they did.
So what happened when they originally did that part and he pulled? You know what I'm saying? What was originally supposed to be there? That was all titty.
No.
Thank you. What they practiced, what was the rehearsal footage? That's what I want to see. What was we supposedly, quote unquote, see, which was not her titty? Can I get
fabric.
A video of that? Someone take that.
I saw the video of that.
Bitch, where's the video?
It's online.
On whose line?
It's on Jesus's line. I don't know. It's on YouTube somewhere.
Well, girl, someone call her and tell her to send it to my email so I can look at it, because I want to see that rehearsal footage and be like, what was supposed to be without the titty? A fabric? That's bullshit.
No, a red fabric was supposed to float down her titty when Justin Timberlake said, have you naked by the end of the song.
And a piece of red fabric going rolling down the titty like a fucking scroll. Bitch, do that really sound motherfucking cute? Bitch, you's a motherfucking lie. That was not a scroll coming wrong without her titty. Hey, what is it supposed to say, bitch? I eat motherfucking Wong Fu? Bitch, no, girl. What the fuck is
naked.
Going on?
I don't know what it said. What's
bullshit? Right. It says bullshit.
You read the comments, Kara.
Okay.
Kara, what are the comments saying? What are the motherfuckers saying? It was planned.
Okay. Bitch, can we get... No, fuck this. Can we make her go...
Illyri can unmute herself.
Can you unmute yourself, Illyri?
Illyri can, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Everybody can unmute yourself when you want to speak. It's okay, please, okay?
Okay, I wasn't sure the decorum of this.
The decor. Bitch, this ain't a motherfucking fashion show decor. What the fuck?
Okay. You're so bougie.
Go ahead, girl. What's the tea?
Yeah, so I was just going to say, as someone that works in the NFL, and we do the Thanksgiving halftime show every single year, we have to do two rehearsals, one with the NFL and one with the network, the day before. And I have gotten in trouble in the past. Jason Derulo, I'll never forget it. Such a shit show. But his DJ decided to wear Jay-Z's company's hat, and he didn't wear it at rehearsal. And over the radio, all you hear is, what the fuck is the DJ wearing? So you have to, like, So now we have to take photos of what they wear, what they're going to do, and no one can go off script. If you go off script, they cut your feed, like, right away.
Really?
So, yeah. So that's where, and my president to this day of our company, she's like, it was planned.
So it was planned. The titty came out in rehearsal?
I bet you what happened was they just marked it. So knowing all of these, like, you know, regulations, they just marked it, and maybe he touched it and then put his hand away. But behind the scenes said, you're actually going to pull it.
Oh,
because
my goodness.
Camera angle, that's the thing that gives it away, as Alan was saying, the camera angle, the fact that the camera is right there, that tells you that they were ready for that moment. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So, yeah.
They knew that was coming. They just didn't know what was coming.
Exactly. So I bet you in rehearsal, it was probably something cute, like, oh, we're just going to show whatever. But when they actually did it, it was like, nah, we're going to make a statement, you know?
Trey.
So then my question is, with J-Lo, she did all this the day before. They approved it, but they just strongly recommended that she took it out.
Correct. They're like, you take it out, please. And J-Lo's like, no, I'm not taking this shit out.
But that was recommended by Roc Nation.
And Jay-Z. But he's in charge of the whole music, artistry, the whole
thing. He's in charge of the NFL.
Girl, where have you been? How do I know this shit, girl? I'm not even that.
But excuse me. Enjoy basketball.
Girl, I like NFL.
I have a PS4, and the only game I play is basketball. Okay? Now.
She don't have a touchdown, girl. I know.
I did not know that Miss Jay-Z was, like, owner of...
No, he's not owner. He's in charge of the music.
He's in charge of that.
What's he charge of? Larry's? What's it called? What's his title? Larry's? His title is what?
For Roc Nation?
Yeah, no, for the NFL.
For
what's
the NFL.
His title?
What's his title?
Oh my gosh. It's like cultural ambassador to black people. Yes. I mean, it's longer and more than that.
Where is this gentrified ass title coming from? What?
Colin Kaepernick. So they're trying to find that middle ground.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cultural.
Cultural what?
That's not the formal title. But I hate that Jay-Z's even involved, because he made such a big stink about the NFL not needing the NFL.
Yep.
Then the second Roger Goodell came to him and probably offered him a lot of money. Yep. He's like, oh, okay, yeah. So I don't know if you heard, but they were throwing a lot of, like, free concerts in Chicago to try to get people, especially black people, because we had boycotted the NFL, to try to get us back into, you know, watching and all of that. And it basically, and they also told lies, because Jay-Z said that he got permission from Colin Kaepernick to move forward with these initiatives. And Nessa, his girlfriend, she went on Twitter right away and was like, we have not heard from Jay-Z. We don't know what he's talking about. He's never called us. Blah, 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 blah. So it's a weird thing. But his
it's all about money.
Like, it's something to do with, like, cultural, bringing us together. You know what I mean? Because his thing is like, what did he say in the interview? He said, well, we know what Colin is protesting, right? We all know. So then let's move on. Like, basically, that's what he said.
Because his boss was like, hey, cue to that Latin girl to not do that Trump shit, you know, because the whole Trump thing. And they're probably Trump supporters, probably the NFL. The NFL, like, presidents, they're probably best friends with Trump. You know, they probably go play golf and shit like that. So they're probably telling him, saying, okay, Jay-Z, cue go to the Latin girl to not do that part.
Totally. Because if they had gone to her, it would have been a bigger issue. She could have totally made a huge stink and been like, they came to me and said da da da. But having Jay-Z do it, it quells it a little bit.
Yeah.
But also, too, if you think about it, J-Lo had the leverage. It kind of goes back to what Dancers Alliance was saying way back when dancers are getting upset and all of that about their pay. And they said, if we all stand together the day before the show and say we're not going to perform unless you up our rate, J-Lo had the leverage. Like, the night before, if she had said, oh, I'm not going on, the NFL would have lost millions of dollars.
Of course. Who's going to go on stage? Elton John?
But she used her platform correctly. She catches a lot of flack about her singing and all this other stuff, but she's very famous. We all know who she is. And she made a statement with her platform, that everybody was going to see. So it was appropriate.
Well, good for her. So, all right, let's go and move on to Catch the A-Count. So, with our platform here, our job is to basically, not even our job, we have certain opinions that are my opinions, Alan's opinions, that shouldn't reflect, or not reflect, but shouldn't, to me, opinion is no one else's business. That's again, if I'm talking shit, if I'm not talking shit about you, but if I'm talking about you, or if I have my opinion about you, my opinion has nothing to do with you, or you know, vice versa. Just like us, people don't like us. That's fine. I don't give a fuck. You don't have to like us. Don't listen to us. Whatever. We have our opinions on certain things that we feel quality over quantity of work and all that stuff, especially in the dance community. And when it comes to like new teachers, or when it comes to even new dancers, yes, we know there's new dancers, there's new teachers out there. You know, they're trying to make that hustle, trying to do their thing, trying to better themselves as teachers, as dancers. And I totally get that. But if people put your shit on Instagram or on Twitter or on YouTube, people are always going to have an opinion. People are always going to put their two cents into your work, regardless of what you, even with artists, big artists, Lady Gaga. People don't like that fucking stupid ass video, Stupid Love. It's stupid.
Oh, that new one that just came out?
But
that
again,
one
that's yeah,
in
yeah.
the desert or something?
Correct. Like, but again, yeah. she put it online. People are going to love it or hate it.
Is that a video?
It's a video, yeah, yeah. It's not a commercial. It looks like a commercial, but it's a video. But yeah, so, but that's basically the same thing. So, and I know our last episode that came out, you know, again, we try not to say people's names in there just because, for one, you know, we don't want to put people's business out there, for one. For two, we are going to actually, gonna start doing that. But again, we try to be polite in the sense of not people's name out there. If people figure out who it is, then people figure out who it is, and that's, you know, it is what it is. But when it comes down to it, yeah, we don't want to put your name out there, like say, oh, this is the person we're talking about, or this is the person we're talking about.
And I think that also with sometimes there's with when we're having our recordings for each session, and sometimes at the end of the recordings, we have our me and Jason, we have our opinions, and we'll sit back and I'll say, hey, maybe we should cut out that whole section
Correct.
Right there because it probably just wasn't worth the conversation. Although we had it, it might not have been worth the conversation. Let's not put that out there.
Correct.
But sometimes when it just comes, just like with mixing music, when you're trying to cut stuff and you're trying to make things flow, sometimes you got to leave some shit in order to make the shit flow to the next part. And I think that's happened a couple of times within some of our episodes where we've left some conversation in there which flowed into something else, and we probably should have cut it, but we couldn't because it would have been fucked up. It's like hearing a bad mix, and so, and as dancers, y'all know damn well we be hearing bad mixes. We'd be like, oh, we jam, and all of a sudden it go cut into a slow part. Oh, where in the fuck did that come from? You know what I'm saying? So it's with the same thing when it comes to cutting down our conversations with what we talk about. But I think that was some stuff that we talked about. There have been some strong opinions that we've gotten back into our DMs. You know what I'm saying? Like it's
and it's totally fine. And again,
everybody's open to their opinions.
And we
it's
love
like everybody
it.
Has
I
an
love
asshole.
It.
Everybody has an opinion.
Yeah.
Everybody has a brain. Everybody has opinion. Everybody's got nipples. Everybody's got opinions. Okay? So
especially with Damn SF. So some people didn't like the fact that, like what we were saying about Damn SF, about the dancers there. Bitch, I'm being honest, girl. So some people didn't like what we were saying about Damn SF, about the dancers or the performances. Again, I don't think, me personally, I don't think we were being too like mean or so-called bullying, I think, what people may have perceived it as. I just said it as an opinion. When it comes to artistry, when it comes to putting your stuff on stage, again, people aren't going to say it out loud in the open, you know, area when they're by themselves, and you know, when their friends kikiing. Oh shit, that was horrible. That was hideous. Us, we just have a platform, and we're going to say what we need to say.
We have the conversations that you guys have alone,
exactly,
with your friends, and we just put it out there. On
exactly,
the
we just stayed on the platform. There's a difference.
Let me tell you, we don't go out there searching for the shit to talk about. There's a lot of stuff that's actually brought to our attention.
A lot of
that's
it.
That's like, because people are listening and tuning in, and they're like, hey, what do you think about this thing right here? Because they're like listening to our last conversation.
Yeah.
Should we go into maybe some letters or something?
Yeah, yeah. So we had last episode that came out, we were discussing a teacher by the name of Amy. She's online. Hey, girl, I see you, girl. Hey.
She gave me that.
She gave you spirit fingers. FYI, spirit fingers is Bob Fosse. Just found out about it.
How you doing?
Hey, girl.
Hey, you can always unmute yourself so you can talk. And that's whoever has an opinion and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, wait. Wait, is that you? Okay, cute.
She did her makeup and everything. I love it.
Oh my God.
Yes, know my face. I'm Amy Marie. My handle's at Amy_Marie_law. Okay. Sick go thing. And drop a laughing emoji on all my videos that you think are funny. I love it. I'm here for it.
Okay.
Yes. So this is our first time ever interacting and come across, because I'm looking at you and I looked at your Instagram and I'm saying, did I ever cross paths with you? I cross paths with a lot of people in this community, but I don't think we've ever crossed paths. Am I wrong?
Okay. You were kikiing with me when we were watching the show. You leaned over and talked and I was like,
which show?
This last one that you were recording at.
At Damn SF?
Yep.
Where in the fuck? Okay, so hold on.
We were drunk, so yeah.
Where were we sitting upstairs?
Stage. Yeah, stage. We were up here in the balcony. And you like, I laughed at something because, I mean.
Oh, I think I wanted to suck someone's dick. That's probably what it was.
Oh my God.
I was like, I'm going to suck his dick.
Excuse me.
We started laughing and I was like, should I introduce myself?
No. Why didn't you?
Because for what? Our paths never crossed before, so they didn't need to, really.
But see, like, you thought about that. You thought about questioning if you should introduce yourself. So why question yourself?
I thought about it just because Lex and I did our Coffee with a Side of Confidence, and we were there last time, and I wanted to be like, oh, we used to do that, but we were, like, I don't know. It just wasn't.
Did you ever take my class when I taught at Confidence right quick?
No.
Okay. I'm just trying to see just like how close. So were we upstairs and leaning up against that balcony, like watching the performance? And so were you to my right or to my left?
Your left.
I'm just trying to picture. Right next to the camera people, or were we on the side view?
We're on the side. Like it was like performance going down the stairs.
Who was Lex, performing?
Me, you. They were battling. I don't know, some battling was going on.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to take the whole moment back. Yes, I remember that.
Yes.
Boom. I remember now. You were right next to me.
I don't remember, girl.
No, because you were somewhere else. I went away from you.
Oh, I was probably talking to Nico all day.
No shade, but yeah, I was by myself. I remember, because I remember every little step I took. So I was over there with you, and that was the moment. Oh, okay. I got you.
Okay.
But no, I haven't taken your class because I have heard things about you, and I just didn't like what I hear, so I don't take class.
Hey, and that's totally fine, because damn it, I've been in this game so long. There's hella people.
So again, everyone's not going to like everyone's classes, everybody, and that's cool. Real. And that's totally fine.
That's totally fine. Because everybody, I think everyone has their lane, most definitely.
And all because, maybe Alan uses bitches and pussies and all stuff in classes, I don't know.
Maybe I do realize I am too real from somebody, but I don't know about this world being so sugar-coated that I need to be sugar-coating everything, too. So, and I just really keep it real, because that's just how I was raised, you know what I'm saying?
Well, to keep everybody
Really quick, let me just chime in really quickly, because I appreciate that. Like, I'm here to talk about it. Like, you don't have to sugarcoat shit for me. Like, it is what it is. You talked about it. That's y'all opinion.
Yeah.
I get that and understand that. But what happened from this podcast and this situation is that people came to me and were like, well, I thought about teaching. Oh, I wanted to show my stuff online, but now I won't because I'm going to be grilled because of this and that and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, and people are checking in. Are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. This is like, I've been teaching just because you just found out about me now doesn't mean I haven't been teaching for 10 plus years. I have. Just because I'm not popular and out there choreographing for Warriors and NFL, that doesn't mean that I'm not a good instructor and don't know what I'm doing. My classes are very particular for a very particular type of person. And the people that take my class love my class. So
yeah, okay.
My lazy, sloppy self is out here getting people in class and making it work.
I think that's great. I think that to keep everybody up to speed, I think that you guys should read what you guys are talking about.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are lost on what the back and forth is. And I think that if we explain what's going on,
okay,
then everybody will know.
Should I read it or do you want
okay,
to read
so,
it?
Okay, so let me explain how it first started, how you came up in our conversation. So,
because I had no idea.
So someone from the outside came to us and said, hey, there's this person by the name of Amy. Again, I never met you in my life.
Let me
give you a little background.
Okay. So basically, for y'all who are just now tuning in, who like what the fuck is going on? So basically, in our DM, we got hit up with Amy's IG, right? And it said, So we had previously been talking about heels classes. And so someone said, okay, so keeping with theme of people who don't need to be teaching heels classes, I personally know this chick from DVC back in 2008. She was the mean girl of the dance program there and talked shit about everybody.
Hold on. So what's the name?
So this is just them talking, like, this is just what they're hitting.
Oh, so you did.
Wait.
Okay.
Let me just finish reading this stuff because this is just like, I had to literally not even read it once. I had to go back and keep reading it again to make sure I was like comprehending this shit right. Okay, I'm not going to give up who in the fuck this was. This is what they said. Her shit talking caught up with her and she transferred schools. Well, I'm trying to translate a little bit more because the grammar got a little bit fucked up.
Right.
So her shit talking caught up with her and she transferred schools after almost getting beat down by another dance member from another group. I don't know if I should name the group, but it's just for another group. She then says she went to CSUEB and joined the dance program there and began telling everyone how she always got bullied for being a plus-size dancer and all this bullshit. I've been bullied for being a plus-size dancer, too. I understand that. I don't know the truth for that and what the tea is at, but so, and they go on to say, and now she has all these classes and videos, freestyle videos, and she charges industry prices for bullshit she thinks is great. And then sent me a video, and so I just started researching and just and said, well, damn, why the fuck? Before I even looked and researched, I just kept reading the shit back and saying, am I reading the shit right? And so I just said, let me go look back and stuff. And I just have my own opinion about, you know, what I saw. And I think that when you put yourself up on social media and you're going, put yourself out there for the world, you're always going to get some opinion. Even if you're in Vegas and you're walking down the street and you see a clown juggling, you're going to be like, let me see how this clown is juggling. You're going to have opinion. And so with just going back and looking at it, I mean, we had a conversation and we had our discussion about it. And that was how you came about. We didn't go out there searching
looking for
looking
people.
For
yeah, we don't,
you.
Yeah.
It was brought to our attention. And that was how we ended up talking about it. Yeah. Now, originally, I ended up telling Jason at the end of our whole conversation about the whole episode, I said, we need to just cut the whole section out.
So we did, actually.
It didn't, because it just wasn't worth talking about. I think let's just leave it alone.
Yeah. It got too heated. I think the conversation itself with us here, there was multiple people in the room besides us two that was in that conversation that got heated with it as well. So at the point we're like, okay, let's just cut the whole part out.
Let's just cut it.
So we did like a little section to it to go into the next section and talk about something else.
But in my reference with talking about mixes and making them flow, when we were back and we were listening to the conversation and trying to make it flow, there was a part in there that we had to leave in there because it was flowing into the next part.
But it is what it is.
Okay? It straight up is what it is. And I don't take back from my feelings of what I said. Never that. Now, I'm going to give you the platform to go ahead and express your opinions on that because, I mean, there was some really strong tea about that.
And someone else, and the funny thing is that person came to us and told us about you. So I don't know, if you want to go in and defend yourself, give your side of the story.
I
don't know what happened.
I know this person be following us.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Okay, so it looks like a lot of people got a lot to say about both of y'all. So maybe y'all just should have met before because I've heard stuff too. And opinions are opinions. But I just have to say this. Make an opinion on a pricing of a class because I get paid for them classes too because I offer services at them classes. So it just feels like because we have a platform also, we have a podcast also, and I feel like doing certain research is needed before you make an educated opinion about shit. So it's like you could say a class is overpriced, but you don't know what we offer in that damn class.
We do. We see the video, though. That's the best. If we see videos and in the work of it, it's not that good.
You're just like, I'm not going to spend my coins on that. Like, no one asked you to, first of all, because we're not looking for people like you. The class isn't for you. And as an artist, as a dancer, as
everybody does have a
photographer, we come together and we try and collab a lot.
So the whole reason that this was frustrating is because we've been collabing. We met through Damn. We met through Damn SF. What, 5 years ago? 4 years
yeah.
ago? 5 years?
Yep. Yeah. Six?
Collab. Shout out, BB. Like, I feel indebted to Damn. So the whole reason that I even heard this is because I was like, oh, I want to hear what the Damn episode was, because Amy and I tried to do it and it just fucked up. Our recording equipment was just ass. And it was like, we had to, again, we know about cutting and flowing and making it flow good. Yeah. And it just wasn't enough content, good enough quality content to release that episode. So we just didn't do it, but we still shouted out everything, everybody, regardless of what our opinions were. And I mean, shit, we weren't even asking opinions of what we people thought of the performances. We were literally just like, tell us about you, yourself. How can we find you? How can we help you excel? Because that's what Damn is about to me. So that's what got me frustrated. And then I continue to listen. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, you don't know what we charge for. You don't know that. You don't know what's included. You don't know the money that we put in. And regardless if you think that she's a new teacher just trying to get on or not, the bitch pays for studio time. She pays.
Good for her. Sickening. Love it. Go ahead. Go ahead, Brandon. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Regardless of how many.
Wait, let her go.
Hold on. Let her go.
Like, I don't know if some of these heels teachers are getting space for free, or they're blocking other people, or if they're being malicious, like, don't come to this class because this motherfucker ain't shit. Like, opinions, sharing opinions like that. I don't know that personally, but we don't do that. We're trying to get the studios to win, and the studios have fucked us over twice now. Two different studios have fucked us to the point where we've taken people's money, we've paid for first space in advance, we've been locked out of the studio with people in a different country. we've been told, oh, sorry, I double booked somebody after paying how many months in advance? 5 months in advance?
Hi, nice to meet you.
Daniel. Hold on.
Like the dance style.
Let her finish talking.
Because we're not in the clique. We're not part of y'all little clique.
So we're
I know. I want to hear her because she, like,
we're not
Lex.
We're not trying to be part of the clique at all. Trust. We don't need to be part of the clique. That's not what it is. We don't want. Okay. We don't want you to love us. We don't want you to change who you are. You are who you are. You guys are funny. Okay. You guys say funny shit. Like, you are who you are. I understand that.
Okay.
But the whole Damn episode was kind of like, if somebody listens to that who's never been to that event, they will be put off, because I feel like the mission of that event is the complete opposite of what you did. And there's a whole different way to be constructive. You can be constructive without being an asshole. You can tell somebody, look, you don't flow that well. But the constructive part is, here's what you can do instead. So you can't say that you have constructive criticism. You can't make that argument, which you did before. It's not constructive if you're just like, she trash, you trash, I'm not spending my coin on her. Da-da-da-da-da. Like, that's not good. What the fuck is that?
Opinions?
Opinions.
It's called opinions. Go ahead, Brandy. Go ahead. Go ahead. Hold on.
Wait, I can't hear you.
Brandy, wait. She can't hear you. Come to this mic. Come to this mic.
Okay, so my name is Brandy. How is everybody doing? Most of you guys know me. Okay,
venturing the mic.
I know, but I'm standing over him. So basically, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I hear what you're saying, but everybody has opinions like they have asshole. Whatever platform that you guys are doing is totally different from what Alan and Jason is doing. And to be in any type of industry, which is dance, which is artistry,
teaching,
painting, anything, you are going to get criticism, and everybody is not going to praise you. A million motherfuckers hate Beyonce, but 100 million motherfuckers love her. So you got to take that shit in the ass and push and push and push. You can't be worried about what everybody fucking feels about you, because you will fucking fail. This is...
Hold up. I can be worried if you're trying to play with my money.
Hold up.
And you're telling people I would never spend my points.
Wait, that's...
That's our opinion,
But that's a...
come to our class because you don't. You don't.
We never said. Hold on. We never once said on the podcast, "Do not take her class."
No, let her talk.
We never said that though.
Wait. Let her talk right quick because I really want to hear what she got to say.
Yeah, we never said that.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Lex.
We don't want everybody to like us. We don't need it. It's not that we're not like. Why don't you like us? I don't get it. Stop talking shit about us. I'm mad because you fucking with money. It feels like your opinions are not fully correct because you haven't even done the research. You're saying that it's an overpriced heels class. It's not just a heels class. It's literally a whole goddamn. I'll provide a whole fucking
a whole another experience on top of the heels class, exactly. Right?
Half of that class money goes to me.
Okay.
Sickening.
So, okay. You take go picture. Ahead, BB. BB's trying to jump
go
in.
Go ahead, BB. Go, BB.
BB, go ahead, because you got opinions.
One quick thing, because we talked about this a little bit last week when we were talking about, like, Aaliyah Janelle's class, right? Yeah. With Glory, for example. Every teacher has their strengths and weaknesses. Depending on the student and what they're looking for, it is their responsibility to know what their teacher is capable of teaching them or not, and how much they're willing to put in money for it. So, just to kind of put this conversation in perspective for me, Amy is a great teacher as far as empowerment. I feel like that is her number one strength. The thing that they go in there to do is to feel good about themselves, and it's not for the final product of the video, to my understanding.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about getting and connecting with
we don't even have time to do the video because we have a photo shoot to do.
Well, okay, see, and it's other women that for? Wouldn't normally be in these classes taking that class because maybe you don't want to go to a class with somebody who's like, 6 foot, beautiful, killing everything in heels, and it's your first time taking a heels class. Do you know what I mean? I just want everybody to keep in mind,
Kara, calm down.
Strengths and weaknesses for all teachers.
Yeah.
And we tell everybody if you don't feel challenged,
okay, go ahead.
You should go to Kara's class. If you feel like you're above this level, like, and you're not really trying to, you know, get a photo shoot, and your confidence is up there, you want a challenge, go to Kara's class. Go to this person's class. What kind of style are you looking for? Go to this person's class. Like, we were even talking about saying, how can we collab with other, since there's so many heels classes, why can't we all win? Let's all win off this shit. There can be beginner, intermediate, advanced, we can refer each other. You can go.
But everybody don't need to be teaching a heel class.
I'm gonna chime in. I think that everybody being a winner is great. That is lovely. But there's levels to everything. And so if you're not trying to be a part of a clique that had an opinion about your style of dance, then don't be worried about it. You're not losing money because someone said don't go to your class. If your students are loyal, they enjoy.
They don't come anyway.
They're gonna go
to you. Hold on, girl. They were a part of Damn SF Show to give their podcast how they want to do it. And they did it in the way that Alan and Jason would do it. Everyone doesn't like what they do. I have been dancing under them for a decade or more. And we've had rehearsals where people haven't liked shit they said. But guess what? They still came back. And if you didn't come back, then guess what? Don't come back. But as far as you losing money behind them giving a podcast, their platform is their platform, your platform is your platform, and if you got loyal students that enjoy being empowered by you and love coming to your choreography, that is all that matters.
Just be stronger about your product.
That's it. Like, you're promoting your stuff, you're doing your thing, that is amazing. But as much as we are a community, it is a competition, and this is not what it is here, but Aaliyah Janelle is on a whole nother heels class than either one of y'all are doing. And that just is what it is. And that's not disrespect to you. That's just her platform. That's her study. That's what she grew up doing. That's what she learned. And that's her lane. Y'all lane is y'all lane. Now, it sounds like your feelings were hurt by an opinion. Cool. Artistry is sensitive. What did Erykah Badu say? I am sensitive about my shit. And you should be. And the fact that you guys are voicing your opinion, I think that's great.
I love it. But at least y'all doing that. No one else is.
With you saying you're losing money behind a podcast.
About us too. We have an opinion. We don't have much power. People don't listen to us that much. We going to say, oh, don't go take the person's class.
Just like when you see a Yelp review. You got to take it for its credit and what the fuck the comment is about. You know what I'm saying? Because everyone's opinions and views about what a Yelp review is all hella different.
Exactly. And not to make this but if you've heard stuff about Allen and people said, I don't like what he does, has that stopped him getting students coming to his class?
Hell no. I've been used to bitches not liking me for decades, okay? Bitches that still be in my face talking, hey, bitch. I'm like, yeah, I know you don't like me, but bitch, let me keep on moving.
And I'm one of them.
Bitch, yes, thank you. I didn't like this bitch for hell long. Still don't like this bitch. Yeah. But you know, we gonna make this happen. You know what I'm saying? Because there's some kind of chemistry in this motherfucker. But you know what? I went on motherfucking national TV on motherfucking So You Think You Could Dance and had the motherfucking host, the producer of the show, call me a motherfucking beast from Beauty and the Beast. Called the other bitch Beauty. And motherfucking the national motherfucking crew, the whole motherfucking world. But bitch, do I give a fuck? No. Okay? I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna be a motherfucking fierce beast, bitch. Okay? Know that. Okay?
So I get why people, okay, again, Amy, I heard you were up said again, I do apologize. We apologize if we hurt your feelings. We do. I apologize.
I'm not here to hurt your feelings. That's not our job.
We just have an opinion. I get it, girl.
I love your smile right now. Look how you're smiling right now. I love
it. She beat her mug. I love it.
We should have got a kiki right next to each other.
Wait. Can I say something really quick though?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
First of all, my feelings weren't hurt. I was educated about how other people feel about me for the umpteenth time, okay?
She said the umpteenth, bitch.
It comes. It comes with it. It comes with being a teacher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. It comes with it.
Because bitches don't like my shit all the time.
I was really thankful that you guys read that whole letter and everything because my story, really quickly, I'm going to make it super short.
No, you don't have to make it short. We are here. We have shit else to do. Please explain yourself so we have an understanding about you. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So I'm curvy. I'm big. I'm bigger. Hold on.
Oh, my God. We some big girls, too.
I'm bigger than you, bitch, but you get it, girl.
Here's the thing. I started dancing when I was 3 years old. I started with ballet.
Yeah.
And I learned at a young age that I was fat and never going to be a dancer, never going to be a prima ballerina. And I was bullied my whole life in dance. I wasn't supported really at home in my size. I was made fun of by all my peers, every boy, like my whole life was being bullied, okay? So when I went into feeling a little bit more vocal about myself in college, hell yeah, I took that out on other people. Hell yeah, I was the mean girl. And you want to know why I was the mean girl? It was because I wanted to say shit about other people so they wouldn't say anything about me. I wanted to come hard for other people so they wouldn't bring me down, so they wouldn't stop me from dancing. Because I would continue, even though I was good, and continue to try and train and everything, I would still not get cast in shows, in parts, because I wouldn't look like the tiny, cute little girl that could be lifted. I couldn't partner with other guys because I was taller or thicker or wider than them. So, yeah, I was that girl.
So you counteracted, basically.
Yeah, so someone trying to beat me up, I don't really remember that. I remember getting in a fight with other people because I pop off at my mouth because I talk shit. Trying to fight? No, not really. Okay. And I'm sorry, when you go to DVC, DVC is a community college that you transfer to. So come time to try and transfer, hell yes, I went to Cal State East Bay. I did transfer. I didn't run away because I'm scared I'm about to get beaten up. Like, yeah. No. I transferred to continue my education, and I come from technique. So I am a dancer that is drawn to and loves ballet, contemporary, modern. That was my focus in college. And I used my platform at school to talk about my experience in dance, which still continues now. I still get miss out on jobs, and I still miss out from teaching, and I still get made fun of in classes for people, like, because I want to dance in my sports bra. For what? You see my stomach jiggle and my stretch marks? Okay, cool.
Lizzo does it. She gets money, so I get it, girl.
Yeah, so, okay, so anyway, so here we are now. So I'm moving closer and closer to continuing to this day and age. I stopped dancing for a little bit because I did get, you know, like, it's hard to continue to hear that over and over again, to continue to be down and not have support. People make fun of you. Me, when I would post stuff online, like, 10-ish years ago, yeah, I got railed, I got dragged for dancing. And back then, me 10 years ago, 15 years ago, was crying about it, was like, wanting to lightweight slip my wrist about, like, it was intense. Like, I'm not going to share this stuff that I do because people are horrible. But over
girl,
the
trust,
years,
yes, we get it.
Yeah, so over the years, I've, like, worked on myself. And when I got back into dance, after I had broken up with my boyfriend, I had gained 70 pounds. So after that happened, the first thing I did was go back to dance. Yes, I wasn't dancing. I hated how I moved and everything. The first thing I started working on was taking class.
Yeah.
I started working out more and dancing with companies in the Bay Area.
Okay.
and losing weight and being confident about myself. And people started to notice that in everywhere that I would go, every class that I would go, oh, who is this? Who is this?
You should never let your weight be an issue about what you want to do with your life. Because you know what? You should let your passion be the issue and never your weight.
Never.
Because, bitch, I've always been a big bitch. And people have always told me, oh, you a big bitch. You dance? Yes, bitch, I do. And you know what's so funny? Even coming off of So You Think You Can Dance, I felt like every time I stepped in the club, I had to prove myself. Because I always found dancers trying to come in front of me and trying to battle me. You know what? Damn well, bitch, I don't battle me. Did you watch on the show, bitch? I don't battle, bitch. Okay? Bitch, I'm not. That wasn't my tea. But never let that. I just want never let that weight be your issue, okay?
But that's the thing. Like, now it's not. Like, now it's not my issue. But what I have noticed, and when I decided to start teaching class, was that, like, I would go and take from all of these different instructors around the Bay Area, and everyone is this. Or everyone was this, like, with a little ass and thighs. And, you know,
oh, bitch.
Girl, fuck them skinny bitches, girl.
That's by default. Does everybody want to be a vegan?
Okay.
Bitch, hello, you in the Bay.
Go ahead, girl, go ahead.
And so then I realized what I wanted to be able to teach and provide was a body, a person, an instructor who has all this knowledge and skill and everything to encourage other people to either get back into dance, to be confident in their bodies, how it looks, to move, to be healthy, to own what they are and how they look in the moment. And the other thing that I do, we didn't even talk about, is that I'm a plus size model. I've been modeling for 10, 12 years now. And so when I decided, when I saw how popular heels were in the Bay Area, of course, if I'm trying to make money off something,
you want to jump on it.
Marketing a business, supply and demand thing. I'm like, okay, everyone likes to do this over here. How can I do this but make it my own? Well, I have a ton of experience about confidence, about being in front of the camera and everything. So my class is 3 hours. It's an hour and a half of technique, of confidence building, boosting exercises, of being in front of looking yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
And then at the end, each girl has 10 to 15 minutes, depending on however many are in class. They have their own photo shoot, and I coach them, and I work with Lex down here. Lex Marie, you see her face.
I see her.
What's going on earlier? And every girl, what they're paying for, their $40 of that class, they're paying for an experience for sure. I give a fuck about choreography. The choreography that I come up for my class.
And food.
I provide nourishment. I provide like a space for people to come and feel safe. And I have friends. Hell yeah, my friends come and support me. I have strangers. I have friends of friends come. And I continue to grow and continue to build. Because the thing is, there's people out there that are afraid to come to class because of people like you. And it's no shade or whatever. You do you. But people don't go to class because there's this idea of how dancers are and how dance instructors are. They're harsh and they move fast. And I get that. I've been in that world for sure. Seriously, that's like, it's, you got to have some thick skin. But that doesn't mean that people can't go and take class.
Okay.
So
I'm not trying to say
that I have misfits in my class or anything like that. Or whatever. It's not first-time dancers. It's not old returning dancers. It's a plethora of people. From beginning to middle to advanced, that come to take my class and come back to take my class because they enjoy and appreciate all of the experience.
Okay, girl.
That's it.
Daniel wants to talk.
Okay, Daniel, go ahead. Daniel, I know you had
something to talk. For $40, I think that's amazing.
Hi, I'm Julia.
Go, Julia. Go, hold on. Julia, go, and then Daniel. Go ahead, Julia.
So, this has to like backtrack to like what you said like hella earlier, but you were talking about. Studio space, renting studio space. I know shit's hard, like shit's expensive. Being double booked. Have you tried just like emailing, like contacting local studios around you to seeing if you can be like a resident teacher there?
Yeah.
Like it might not be the big studios like Groove, Full Out, Ray, Confidence, like all those, but like the little studios. Like I've been teaching for 5 years. I started at a small studio called Forever Dance in Dublin. Like people like they're like, where the fuck is Dublin? It's like 45 minutes from the city. It's like that's where I started teaching kids, and then I started a heels class there like 4 years ago. And then past year, like I'm teaching at Ray now, like Confidence, that new Red Wall place, like that new Red Wall place. I'm teaching at Red Wall. But, you know, like have you tried to like, because I know trying to book studio space is hard and it gets expensive. And I know you're saying you have like a 3 hour class.
No, because the girl said earlier that.
Oh, that's like different. But have you like.
Yes, I have. My issue concern is always that I'm looking in and
hold
around.
Hold on, girl. Brandy. So go ahead, girl. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm in and around Oakland because that's kind of like the center of the Bay, at least for all, you know, my people come from Palo Alto, from Daly City, from Fremont, from Berkeley, Hayward, Vallejo.
Girl, that sounds like the Bay Area, girl. All around the Bay Area.
Okay. Okay. Yes. They come to my class. So they travel for it. So I'm trying to pick a spot in the middle. Like I said, that I used to teach many years ago, 10, 12 years ago. So I'm familiar with like all little studios, working with other people. I had a little modern dance company that I was doing in college and past college a little bit. So I'm familiar with reaching out to unknown places and unknown people. But it's just, it's a combination of things. Like, I need to have the space look a certain way. You know, why were we covering up the windows and wanting it to be private? Because we provide a vibe. It wasn't about, I mean, yeah, it was being private for sure. But when I decided to post it online, I asked everyone, and it's just to show the vibe that we provide. It's when we created that first class, it was all about lighting at first. Mm-hmm. Each month was a different light color theme. Okay. 1 month was red, 1 month was gold. And we can't have that lighting theme.
Like the Wiz.
If there's lights coming in through the windows.
Okay.
So that, I mean, hello, that's to okay. address that. but yeah, just to get back to your
also
your
for the also question. For the pictures, we have to cover like yeah. we have our own lighting.
Okay, girl. Yeah, I think we're going off topic here.
Like,
so
spend like 25, 30, 40 bucks on props like every class.
Okay, hold on. She's
saying, just suggest like if you want like a not like a workshop like separate from your whole like workshop, like if you just wanted a weekly class, like you can build that shit up. Like I have a student that's on the part on this Zoom thing right now, Alexandra. She, yeah, I teach at this small studio, but then I also teach at other like bigger studios. And just a suggestion, if you wanted to start like an adult heels class or whatever other style, you know, at a different like smaller kid kind of competition studio, like
yeah, I appreciate that, and I. I've thought about that. I always want to make smart decisions, though, and so I don't want to rent space and start teaching at small studios if people are not going to be there.
Well, you don't have to rent the space. If you're a resident teacher, like, if you get hired there, like, you won't have to rent the space.
Daniel, go ahead. Hold on. Go, Daniel,
I know you have something to say. Please speak up.
No, I mean...
Bitch, don't say no. Go.
I just wanted to introduce myself because I don't think I ever met Lex. So, yeah, I am, you know, I run In the Groove Studios. Okay. And earlier she had mentioned that there was like a studio that had like the doors locked or whatever. That was me.
Lockdown, bitch. Was it before Corona?
Usually,
I believe it was raining that day, too.
Oh, fuck.
And everyone was standing outside.
All the things I'm sorry.
That's okay. I have met you, too. I've paid you so many times taking class. Like,
look at BBB's off.
I won't forget.
Okay. But, oh, my God.
No, like, that day, usually Tariq is rehearsing. So I was, like, totally counting on him to open the doors and just, like, let them in, whatever. But for some reason, that particular day, he had no rehearsal. So I was out in Mexico, and then
oh, this is out here we're having pina coladas okay,
so,
and shit.
Yeah. So that right there, so that's a pure example of trying to, like, okay, someone supposedly, like, you know, closed, didn't open the studio up. Someone should reach out to somebody, or there should be a communication. Obviously, it was a miscommunication between you and the party, which, you know, shit happens, you know, and we get it.
But does shit happen 3-4 times? Because, Daniel, you know that that was not the only time. That was not one time, Daniel.
Yeah, I was just referring to that one time. The other times.
Let's keep it real, bitch. Let's keep it 100. Let's keep it real.
100.
Yeah. Go, bitch, go.
This is why I don't like to book like for a whole year. Because
I don't like to take money in advance?
No, girl, I don't blame her. You know,
long. Yep. No, because then something down the road, if it's like, you know, can get more revenue, then like that takes precedence.
She's a business owner, though. No, I get it, though. Studios?
Is that what they do? I don't know.
I don't know. Movie studios did that to me. They double booked me and I had someone else that they were going to pay more for the space. So they kicked me out and they told me a week before my class I needed to
Who?
Find a new
Who was
space.
This?
Wait, what studio was What's this?
Movie Studios.
Who's booked me?
Movie Studios, bitch. Who was this over here?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, yeah, Mario? That's why I don't like to book six months in advance. Oh. That's why. Yeah. So
how did you, wait, I want to know.
Regardless of whatever happened, like, yes, every single time is my fault. I totally agree with you. But no, like I am organized. I know what I'm doing. Like I would not be open for 10 years.
Oh, look at her face.
But I definitely apologize. Sure, like
I think he has something to say.
Yeah.
It's water under the bridge. I'm just not gonna run from you again. Like,
and that's fine, girl. Yeah, that's
totally fine.
That's totally
fine.
That's your tea, girl.
Totally fine.
From me either. But
damn, Daniel.
Like, no, look at Daniel. It's not like that's not like our thing. Like, yeah, like I run space and everything, but it's more about the classes. So, like,
go ahead,
people come back, and we have a lot of return customers since day one, and that's what we're about. It's okay. About the classes.
Go, Trey. Go.
Lex and I haven't been back for a while, so you know.
Okay. Well,
I think it's just what it is. It's not even like, again, like she said, it's water under the bridge. It's just the fact that we have our own businesses too, like outside of this whole dance thing too.
Okay. Yeah.
So anytime
you
do a business transaction and there's money exchanged, like to be honest, what Move Me did to me is way more fucked up than what happened with you.
I heard what happened. We heard what happened.
Thing,
you want to express that? You want to say your side? Because we kind of heard a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. So they basically said, I fucked up and I don't care. You should just move your space. You have a week. So figure it out. It was supposed to be a Saturday night class, and they were offering like Tuesday at 3 p.m. as like a switch.
So my question is, what is the actual issue? Because I think we've all gone on tangents. And my thing is, if you're a dancer and you claim that you're about dancing, I've heard, I think it was Amy say, well, I can give a fuck about the choreography. Well, the difference is that people that are actually teaching and care about the content, I know you're doing a business and an experience, this
confidence thing. Well, yeah.
I'm not knocking that. When you step into a studio with people actually who care about what they're putting out, it is about the choreography. It is about what I feel good about to give to the people that are coming to me. So I'm confused on, there was a long DM, but what is the actual
issue
that you guys have? Because you guys are still doing your businesses. You guys are paid.
Do you guys teach together?
No. Amy's the dancer, and then Lexi is the photographer. Am I right?
It's my dance, and there's
a collaboration.
It's my style and my choreography that got dragged, not Lex.
And she's a photographer.
Okay. But
no,
Lexi
no,
is a
drag
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hold on, girl.
Okay, hold on. Okay, let me. So with all the stuff that you post on your social media, that is displaying who you are. Now, personally, when I post stuff on my social media and on my classes, you never see my fat ass because I don't like how I perform and how I look on camera. Now, if you're trying to sell yourself with your social media so that people could come see your class, there were a couple of videos that I saw that were very skeptical to me on if I would.
The ones that you liked and then unliked?
You're so right, because there were a few that I liked and there were a few that I did not like, and there was one in particular where literally you were dancing and then all of a sudden you started rolling on the floor and I said, oh, what the fuck, is she having a seizure? Okay, and that was the straight up tea. Now I went through and I looked at a couple. I don't care that the fact that you're practicing in the gym. As dancers, we practice wearing the fuck we need to, because we can go in the alley, we can go on the fire escape, we can go in your mama's bedroom, and we can dance wearing the fuck. Get that, get your life. But with some of the videos you posted, it made me be like, Now, I sent your Instagram to a couple of other people to get their opinion and kind of do a poll. And there were people that were like, should I go take, questioning the other family members, should I go take my daughter or my child to go take this person class? And a couple of them were like, well, no, maybe you should get your child to teach her. Now, that was their opinion. Okay, no, straight the fuck up real, because we're being real right now. We did not go looking for you, okay? Now, everybody has their own target and has their own path of who they have. Now, maybe it's not geared toward the dancers that are trying to be in the industry. Maybe it's geared towards the people who are the moms who are at home taking care of their children. Like, let me go dance. Maybe that's your target audience. And that's cool. You know what I'm saying? And maybe that they will pay for the price. That's cool. Get that shit, get your coins and all that. But for someone else to send that to me and be like, hey, check this out, this is what they was doing, you know, we really did go and did our
research, girl. Trust me, I do research.
And we just had our own opinions. I had maybe some stronger opinions than him, and maybe sometimes he has some stronger opinions than me. But
that's just comes with us. That's his personality.
That's just our opinion. And because you're putting it on social media, people are going to have their opinions.
Yeah.
And just expect that. But you have to have the mindset to be like, how am I going to get through that and not let that suppress me? You know what
but
I'm saying?
Does it suppress me though? That's the thing. Like I'm here. Like I'm here talking about it. I'm having a conversation about it. I'm addressing it.
Well, that's
it.
Cute. I'm glad we are having that.
No, that's good. No, that's good.
You know, like
hold on, Kara.
That's
go ahead.
Fine.
Kara, come here.
Kara, come over here. I was just letting you all know. They can't hear you, girl. They can't hear you.
Come
here. Okay. I'm sorry. She's coming over here.
God, she's a tall girl.
She's so tall.
I love it.
Your mouth is here.
I just wanted to read some of the commentary. Hello, everyone.
This bitch is stupid.
Illyri said, but what is the end goal? She said the dancing, the video, the photography. I thought the focus was dance. So she wants to know, like, where are you guys going to come?
What's your goal?
Common ground.
So your classes offer this, this, and this. So what is the outcome of your class? Is it confidence? Is it dance? Is it just loving yourself? Do you put mirrors by your vaginas to look at your pussies? I don't know. You know, whatever, which I get it, because I always think it's brandy on
the... Some girls do.
Bitch, right, bitch? Girl, I haven't saw a pussy in 20-something years, girl, so I forgot what it looks like. But, but I get it, though. But I get it.
Ain't seen their own for a few years, and that's why they come.
Good. That's what you...
So my goal is, I don't care how crazy it is to sound, but my goal is all of those things. Lex has come for me and dragged me to myself, like to my face or through whatever about, do you want to do this choreography? I don't know if this choreography is the right one. It's kind of whack. But the thing is, I go up to every girl after class. I'm like, did you learn something? Did you enjoy this choreography? Blah, blah, blah. I get feedback. The feedback that I get from the people that take my class enjoy what I provide for them. Mm-hmm. So why the fuck would I change what I'm doing?
Okay.
Can I say something?
Hold on. Go ahead.
Brandy, yes.
Yeah,
go ahead,
Brandy.
Come on, Eskimo.
Okay. Sorry. It's so cold. But that's what I was basically saying in the first place when I said everybody has opinions like assholes. You can't take all that stuff in. And honestly, yeah, Alan and Jason's are straight up assholes off top. Period. Okay, they talk shit in my face, and I take this Negro all the damn time, and I don't give two fucks what they say because I think I'm cute. But that's my point. Like but it's the truth. It's the motherfucking truth. Yes. And anytime you put yourself out in the world, you can't be pressed about what motherfuckers say. And that's what I'm. And that's why I'm so confused. On you're saying you don't care, but you do, and it's okay to have some type of a feeling, but not to internalize it to the extreme. That's all I'm basically saying.
I'm not internalizing it, and it's not stopping me. Like, I'm just addressing you
good.
Guys.
I don't want it to stop you. You keep
I'm
on doing you.
I'm just having a conversation.
Yeah, which is good.
Yes, that's what we're doing.
I'm not going to stop posting my stuff that is a
very
hot mess
aggressive,
when I roll around and have seizures on the floor. I'm not going to stop myself when I go to the gym. You know what I mean? Like, when I post my stuff, it's not about, like, this is me getting ready to perform for the halftime show at the NFL. Like, no. Auditioning for Beyonce to be in the next video. No, this is like, okay, this is what I'm working on. I need to try and remember this choreography. Maybe I want to change it. Maybe I want to do this or that, whatever. But I post stuff online just because, like, this is what I'm working on right now in the moment. You like it, you don't like it. It is what it is. I'm going to keep doing it.
I have a question. Does anybody else have any opinions? Because I see a few people through Zoom, and I would like for some people to have an opinion
really
besides the same
people. Express
this
shit.
Please.
Hold on, everyone. Ellen said, as a student, you like different teachers for different reasons. I also dislike teachers, some of my teachers, and good dancers. Like, it just is. It's fit. Why do we want to date some people and be friends with others? But, okay, now she's saying she's married. So, but, basically.
She's like, I'm married.
I know we're how far away from
that.
Oh,
my God.
But to her point, she said, you have the right to like the teacher that you like.
And I realized, like, for the longest, like, there's people that like me, and then there's people that really fucking can't stand me. That be like, fuck you, nigga. And you know what? I can't be, like, tripping off the motherfuckers that like me, because I think there's more people that actually love me.
But the thing about it is, like, yeah, we have this platform as a podcast and all that stuff, and people listen to our shit, which I get it. But one thing I'm not going to do, one thing Alan's going to do, is tell people to listen to us. Do not take this bitch's class, or hey, don't take this boy's class, or don't take this little faggot boy's class. No, that's one thing I'm not going to do. People are going to make their own opinions. People are going to take the class they want to take, and good, do them, girl. This is our opinion about what we think about certain people or whatnot. That's all it is. You know, again, if we hurt your feelings, again, I do apologize. That wasn't the intention here. I was just saying, hey, this is what we felt. Bippity boppity boo, girl. Okay.
Okay, bitch.
We could probably be friends. We could probably be best friends. Go to the gay club, girl, and kill Kiki, girl. I don't know, girl. You know, we don't know each other.
You have my DM. You know my name. You see my face. Okay, screenshot this shit so you can remember.
Oh, Rich, I know the T, girl. Yeah. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
Anyway, so I just want to say one thing, like, because I'm just a student. I teach nobody nothing but mom jokes.
Bitch, and, I can't. Okay.
I've noticed that all my favorite, or all the teachers that I really enjoy, have always said the same thing to me consistently, which is go take class.
Yeah.
Stay out there and take class. And if, you know, there's the only way you're going to find out whether somebody works for you or not. And I think it's great, you know, whether it works for some people or doesn't, that you put yourself out there, because that's how people will come to class. You know, there might be something that somebody sees and they want to emulate that. They're going to get something from that. There have been classes I've gone to and I've been disappointed, but I'm pleased with myself that I tried. And you see the other people in the room and they're there for a reason. So, I mean, what you want is just a good vibe, right? Because whatever you're going for, whatever somebody's personal style, like, it makes it easier. Because, I mean, not everyone's a natural, so you have to work at it.
Yeah, and everybody's
so you wanna work where you feel like there's a chance to grow. Mm-hmm. That's all I got. So I just, you know, I see everybody's side and everybody's got an opinion, but, you know, what I shit on is the people who aren't going to try. And then have that opinion. That aren't going to look, aren't going to see, you know, I mean, people come to class sometimes one time and be like, the shit's too hard or whatever it is. It's like, but do you like it? You know, if you like it and it's hard, then you come back. You know?
And everybody's looking for literally for something different. Because I swear to God, like, I choreograph a dance just like with my soul, and not think about like what the moves I'm doing. And for a lot of dancers, I'm not what's current. So I have my lane, and I figured out after all these decades of being the damn dinosaur dancer that I know who I'm catering to, and I know who's not really gonna fuck with me.
And that's okay.
And that's totally okay. I'm totally fine with that. It's not like, you know, I mean, I'm gonna die in a couple of years anyway, probably because I'm old as fuck. But with that being said, everyone does have their own lane. You know what I'm saying, Kira?
And again, so my thing is this, when Lexi said that we're fucking with your money, I don't know how we're fucking with your money. I don't know how we have that much power over people where we're telling people not to take her class.
We've never said anything about your photography.
I know, girl. I never see I saw some of your pictures. Your little henna.
I did go through your Instagram though. Do you do henna?
Do you do henna?
I do tattoos and henna.
Well, girl, I need a henna. Girl,
myself doing.
Oh, she did her tattoo.
Okay, you did BB's. Did you do? Did you have a booth set up at a damn myself too?
Yeah, she did.
She did. Okay. That's what the fuck.
He has in the past, Alan.
In the past. So I have been there when, because I did see someone doing henna. That was you.
Now, so back to damn SF. So now the whole thing with the whole bully situation, like personally, again, I don't think we were being bullies towards anyone. I don't know if people may have felt that way. You know, that's not the intent here. So when we said, okay, hey, it wasn't as good as it should have been, or hey, I don't know, I wasn't feeling it, or I didn't see that. Maybe next time do this. We did give our opinions on what it looked like to us, what it was lacking and what they should do next time. We did that for the majority of the people. I think next time y'all should do this. Or, hey, it was lack of energy. Or, hey, y'all, you know what? I wasn't feeling that. I don't know what the fuck they were doing on stage. Which, to be honest, people say that all the time. They just don't say it on the podcast. And people will say
they have those conversations
at the pizza place next door, we're eating pizza.
Or they have those conversations while they're drinking boba and shit.
Yes, girl, and I know you saw some hideous performances before.
We both had those conversations, Lex.
Well, y'all
right, like after like talking about like you know shows and
we just said it out loud in public so everyone can with the megaphone
and I
you know
on a platform
exactly
and I never have a problem with trying to give people critiques and telling them what they need to work on because I've been even at this old age of my shit and I'm almost 50 I still get critiqued. About you know what I did and what I probably need to do better. And it is we're always growing. And if you're not ever taking
absolutely.
And if you're not taking critiques and not growing, then like what the fuck are you doing?
You're not doing it right.
There you go. Yeah.
I love constructive criticism. I love getting critiques. Like I want to be better. I want to never stop learning. I want to continuously grow. But if someone's just like you're trash, I'm like okay, so. What do I do?
Exactly, and ask. Like, okay, you. Yeah, they ask.
I think you should ask.
Go, BB, what?
All right, I want to jump in real quick.
Go ahead.
No, bitch, you jump in real quick.
I love my Lex for being ride or die for Damn and for me. All of it. We talked about this already, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Also, I know you guys.
Yeah.
I know
you guys.
You know, we've had our shares of ups and downs through the year. Now,
very ups, a lot of ups and downs, bitch, throughout the years.
No, y'all, we're not even going into this.
Okay, no.
Hello. Hello.
But okay, damn wise. Now, I understand both ends of this, right? I texted you guys even when I was,
yes.
I was like, yeah, well, I was expecting body work, the whole group to come, right? And I didn't even find out. It was
sick thing.
So there are certain things that are definitely true.
So, okay,
constructive criticism, Lex. That's the one part we have to be clear here. Nothing that I love you guys. Nothing you guys do is necessarily for constructive criticism. I don't believe that's the purpose here.
Everybody's laughing. That's a gag.
That's the gag.
Go ahead, BB. Go ahead.
Clear on that too. So I know that. So coming into it, right? I have the choice. The ladies did copy with a side of confidence. They were hella nice to everybody. And you know, that's their vibe. That's what they are, is who are you and talk to me. You guys are literally looking at a work on stage and saying, fuck that shit, it could have been better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, again, you can always look at it however you want. But the vibes are what the event is about, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And whether or not people do exactly what I want them to do on stage or not, if I see a bunch of people smiling and dancing,
having fun. That's the only thing exactly.
I've learned to block out all the rest of the shit. Because I'm just looking for smiles. Now, if they can go and talk shit, that means they're still talking about the event, and I am with it.
Zone.
People keep coming. Keep coming.
Right. And trust me, even if they fucking sometimes hate the shit, motherfuckers will still keep coming because they want to see the shit that they're hating and want to talk about it more.
So I don't care what it takes to get them through the door. As long as they come in there and they don't fuck up somebody else's night, I'm fine with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's it. I just want, again, it's the same way teachers, right? Some of them, every teacher has a different purpose.
Yeah, every
podcast has a different purpose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I think that there's something to be said, piggybacking off of you, BB, is everyone has to kind of commend all parties involved in this conversation because it takes a lot of guts to address someone you feel has wronged you, and then it takes a lot of guts to kind of get going back and forth and stand in your place about how you feel about your craft. And so with Amy, I know Amy, that's my girl, I absolutely love her. I met Lex not too long ago, and I believe in what you're doing, and I believe in your brand, and I've also known Alan and Jason for years. Danced under Alan, let him rip me a few times. And so you kind of have to know who and what you're dealing with. But I have to commend everyone a part of this conversation because it takes a lot of guts to come on and say how you feel about a situation. And I think that the end all of it, not that it's my duty to end any of it, is that there's a mutual respect that was gained here. And it is that Amy is not going, Amy and Lex are not going to stand down when they feel whatever they feel.
And, don't stand down. And not Alan, right. Don't stand motherfucking
Alan
down.
Alan and Jason are not going to stop being who the fuck they've always been. So,
no, because my mama is Patricia Rennell Probasco and she's a bitch. May she rest in peace.
Yes. I'm going to say this again because this conversation has went around the world and I. And no, because at the end of the day, that's mine, nigga. So, sorry. I said my bad. So, at the end of the day, there we were talking about specific things. And like I said, and like my boy Trey is over here saying with his drink, is that everyone has opinions. At the end of the day, okay, everyone that I think most people on, well, I don't even know who's listening, but I see a lot of my friends and dancer friends that are artists and that are dancers, and it is hard to put yourself out in the world, but with that you have to get a backbone to this madness at the end of the day. And like I said, this motherfucking talked about me, black bitches, white bitches, Mexican bitches, whatever, talked about me, and I don't give two fucks because I ain't Brandy. But at the end of the day, it's like, you said what you said, but you said you don't give a fuck, but I do know you give a fuck, and it's okay, but you have to,
we can't show give a fuck. Well, I'm not
going to
speak for Amy. I for sure gave a fuck.
I know you, Lex, give a fuck, and I appreciate you giving a fuck. Look, I read your shit. I said, bring her on because I want her to say, I know you gave a fuck. No, I know, look.
I'm underdog or die.
No, Lex, off top, I knew you gave a fuck. I said, she give a fuck. But that's what I'm saying. It's okay to give a fuck. But what I'm saying, with that giving a fuck, you have to just kind of let that go and be like, okay, this is my opinion. Fuck you. I'm going to do me. I'm going to make my motherfucking money. You don't got fuck with me, and I don't got fuck with you. Good riddance.
Exactly.
I don't think anyone's discounting an opinion and whether or not anyone cares about opinion. I think what the main thing on the opposition side is that could we possibly turn it into a more constructive?
No, but everybody's not going to be.
And I get that.
That's my point.
But I think other people's point is, okay, I respect the fact that you have an opinion, but if you're going to speak on me and mine, could you make it a little bit more constructive?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say one thing. I do think that everybody has an opinion, and yes, I agree. What was said earlier, though, and I have a great memory, was it was not educated. And you cannot sit here and say that Alan, I'm specifically speaking on his catalog and what he brings.
Right.
It is an educated opinion from him because he is experienced. This is his livelihood. This is what he puts his sweat, blood, and tears into. He mentors people, even though sometimes he got a horrible ass mouth. He mentors people. He, in his own way, tries to uplift people, even though they don't always feel that way. My experience with Alan, I've never had that experience with Alan. I've had him yell at me. I've had him be like, this is not what you're doing. You're not doing it right. And this is what the hell you need to be doing. But his opinion is always an educated opinion when it comes to dance. That is what he does. That is his heart. That is what he puts his all into. So it is an educated opinion. And if you don't like it, cool. Say something about it. And that's what we're here doing. But it has to be stood that it is educated. Because it was said that it wasn't educated earlier.
Okay. And let me just say that. I am an old bitch.
That was me who said that, by the way. Okay. It wasn't an educated opinion. And that was strictly what you said on the pricing, because what was said was that it was an overpriced heels class, which that's not what it was.
So you guys think it's not, though, right?
Yeah, y'all think that was accurate.
It's accurate. $40 for a class, right?
$40
for the 3-hour workshop.
Freddie, what you guys say about this, Freddie?
You can love how you
What's up, Frederica?
Hold on.
What's up, Frederica?
Everyone else, mute your phone. Okay, go ahead, Freddie.
Okay, so I'll just start by introducing myself.
Yes, you do that. Let me get some drink.
My name is Rika. I help manage Dance Mission Theater. I've trained Alan since, I think, when I was 9 years old.
Nine years old.
I trained high school, I've definitely have been caretaken under their wing for whatever, almost my whole adolescence. And first of all, I just want to like express my, I think everybody's extremely courageous right now to be having this conversation. I was not prepared to be coming in onto this. I thought we were talking about the Super Bowl. So this conversation made me nervous, but I, you know, definitely from somebody who's struggled personally with the body image stuff and has really put it out there, I admire Amy, I admire your message big time. I support it 100%. Alan, I think Alan's message has also been that, even though he hasn't necessarily led with that, I think that's definitely a big part of why it makes Alan so unique, right? He's an incredible dancer, he's an incredible choreographer, and he has this body that isn't necessarily, that isn't obviously like a dancer body, right? But it is.
Never ever been.
I think putting ourselves out there as any dancer, I mean, I even for myself with all the knowledge and all the technique and all the training that I've had, I still have a hard time putting myself out there. I think it takes a lot of courage for all of us to be different. I think putting ourselves on social media gives lots of people freedom to talk lots of shit, to give lots of opinions. It's not, you know, it's unsolicited advice. It's unsolicited commentary. And, you know, you kind of just have to take what you want and leave the rest. And I, you know, I definitely would love to just put into this conversation, like as much as like leading with positivity is probably just the better way to go so that we all receive that same amount of positivity. And I think that, you know, Alan and Jason definitely have opinions that are strong and can sting sometimes. And for me, in my experience, it's like, it's definitely helped me build a thicker skin. But that was definitely helpful when I was younger. As a grown adult, I feel like nothing, I don't want anything other than positivity and support. And so, you know, you just,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you grow up and you get to know your community and you get to know your audience and you get to know who's watching and who's not watching. And you just kind of have to maneuver through the community the way the community is. And I think everybody has a legit, there's enough sun on the beach for everybody is what I'm trying to say.
Zone.
Yeah.
Can you put this in the,
I think I would really love to talk about J-Lo's thing though, because
oh my God. Oh my God, Brandy, you stupid. Brandy said we over that bitch.
Karen, what's the chat saying? But the thing about, hold on, so real quick, okay. Amy and Lexi, real quick, let me give y'all some props and some balls, because hold on, because we talked about some motherfuckers on here that we, you know, we thought were doing wrong to the community, and we asked them to come on this podcast.
And they never joined
us. And
they
never did. Daniel knows what we're talking about, Bibi knows what we're talking about.
Yes, so
but
thank
we never
you.
Did.
I have so much respect for you to keeping it real with us and that we can have this conversation like this, you know what I'm saying? Because like when I see you, we should be able to have any kind of conversation after all this.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever.
You know. What'd you say, Trey? Trey, go ahead.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay, cute.
Oh, well, I don't think they wronged the community, so that's not a good comparison.
Who?
I'm sorry. They did not wrong. You were like, we talked about people that wronged the community.
Oh, no.
They didn't wrong
the
community.
No.
They didn't do that.
Not them.
We brought up people in the community and had issues.
They didn't.
They never addressed it with us. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I get that part.
You know what I'm saying?
They never came in.
And what's so funny, these are women that were addressing and they have been like, oh, no, motherfucker.
No, these ladies.
When we were talking about men that had nuts and shit and couldn't motherfucking get at us. No, so I thank you.
I
you
do
know
too.
What I'm saying?
I
much respect.
I think it's amazing energy. That these ladies came
yes,
on.
The same energy.
And these ladies spoke their piece. And I think that that is the most amazing part about it, because at the end of the day, you got a backbone. You're
exactly.
You're not finna stand for
a backbone, a front bone, a pussy bone,
which
all
is,
that.
Which is
shit.
Good.
Yes.
But I want to clarify, they did not wrong the community.
No, they did not.
No, they did not wrong
no
the community.
No one wronged
at
the community,
all.
Period.
We're not saying that.
No, they didn't do that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the alcohol.
Like,
yeah.
Amy, I just want you to know, it was just something that was brought up to us and we were discussing about it. You know what I'm saying?
We don't hunt after shit. Yeah. We don't go out looking. No, bitch, go fuck yourself, huh? No. We don't go after people and like look and say, okay, who's horrible and all that. We don't do that. That's one thing. One thing we're not going to do is do that. Now, Bitch, go fuck yourself. But you from anything bitch.
From here on out, like, know that there's nothing that we can't talk about.
Exactly.
We can always address this shit and be like, oh, boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? Because we are, at the end, we are a community. And as a dance community, it is like all that we have. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we're not even with our families and shit, like, we see our dance community more sometimes than we do our own families. And so, with aspect with everybody, we know this is all something that we probably should be cherishing a little bit more and have understanding. And that's what we're here for, to have a talk about whatever tea it is and to get it out as a community so that maybe we can be a stronger community. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Actors got their shit.
That's why I wanted to come on here in the first place, because I do have a backbone. And I mean, I don't. Y'all say, like, I do care, but I really don't. I'm just coming on.
But no, hold on, girl. You do, though. No. You have to, though. But you have to care. It's okay,
but
though.
I'm just letting people know what it is, and I'm taking the opportunity that since my name is out floating around to make sure my pretty cute little face is out there as well, so that you understand what my handle is, and that if you want to add to views to my hot mess sloppy choreography, y'all can.
The only way things progress in this world is
free promo is good promo.
You're right. All thank you. News listen, is good news.
We've been through that.
I think that the fact that everyone's admitting that they care, that is what the world is about.
And that's okay.
If you don't care about nothing, there wouldn't be nothing to talk about. It's good that we both care. It's okay that we care.
But if we just know that we're going to talk shit, we should be able to talk shit to each other and still have a kiki at the motherfucking end of the day.
Isn't positivity feeling positivity?
And to be honest, me and Alan are assholes. We know this. I'm an asshole
towards him fucking time. We know that. Still.
But to be honest, though, one thing we're not going to do, we're not going to bull you as a dancer, and we're not going to bull you as a teacher.
And
if you want to know the real tea on, like, how, you know, you want to improve as a dancer, you hit up, hey, I know y'all talk shit about me, but what can I do better? Well, I told you this, this, and this.
And for the record, there's times where this bitch is a bitch, but I have a different opinion from this bitch, too. So we're not always connected on the same level.
We're not.
Sometimes we have a different opinion. Oh, I'm like, no, motherfucker. Actually, that was kind of womp-de-womp-de-womp.
Yeah.
And we'll go at it. So never think like, just because his opinion is my motherfucking opinion.
It's not.
No, I don't agree with this trailer trash bitch sometimes. Okay?
And vice versa with this project pussy next to me, girl. Daniel, go ahead, Daniel. What were you
going to
say?
Go, Daniel.
No, I have a question for everyone. I guess it's kind of related to today's topic, but does everyone do you guys have, or do you guys think that there's teachers out there that should not be teaching in class? Like, is there anyone?
See, I can't believe you asking that one. And bitch, and I don't know if you can answer it yourself, motherfucker. Hello, he answering questions, bitch. That I don't know.
If
he can
I want to know if everyone on here feels that.